AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hillary Clinton's campaign says a date has been set for her to talk to a congressional committee about the Benghazi attacks. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
An official with her presidential campaign says the former Secretary of State will testify on October 22nd before a House panel investigating the 2012 attacks. In recent months, that inquiry has focused on Hillary Clinton's emails and the use of her private computer server while she was Secretary of State.
A committee spokesman, however, says the announcement is premature. He says the committee and Clinton's lawyer are still in negotiation and nothing's been finalized. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says even though Hillary Rodham Clinton is being investigated because of her emails, he doubts she'll face any repercussions.
Hillary is now officially under investigation for the emails. Big. That's big. You know, if you look at it, look, I don't think anything's going to happen to her because it's all Democrats that are doing the investigation.
He spoke while campaigning in southern Iowa. The funeral has been held for the Illinois woman found dead in a Texas jail after a traffic stop on July 10th. AP correspondent Jason Kaiser reports.
Hundreds of people turned out for Sandra Bland's funeral near the Chicago suburb where she grew up. Family and friends remembered her as a courageous voice for social justice, and they also promised to keep fighting for clarity on the circumstances surrounding her death. They celebrated her life with songs of praise. Bland's mother even got up and danced in the church aisle.
Authorities say an Oklahoma 16-year-old will be charged as an adult alongside his older brother in the stabbing deaths of his parents and three siblings at a suburban Tulsa home Wednesday night in Broken Arrow. This is AP Radio News. A former Virginia governor is asking the full 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider his corruption convictions. Alan Suderman has more.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell's legal team filed a petition Friday with the 4th Court of Appeals to rehear his appeal on his corruption convictions.
In September, a jury found McDonnell and his wife guilty of doing favors in exchange for gifts and loans. A 3-judge panel has already upheld the convictions. Scientists have been looking at their first images of Pluto's atmosphere. Michael Summers is New Horizons co-investigator at George Mason University.
For 25 years, we've known that Pluto has an atmosphere, but it's been known by numbers. This is our first picture. This is the first time we've really seen it.
The team responsible for NASA's current Pluto mission has released new pictures from the spacecraft. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.